Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Any Kids. Bill Childs with you as I am every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Music here starting off the show with They Might Be Giants. It's the brass band version of Boat of Car.
Daddy sang bass. Daddy sang bass.
I took my boat for a car. I took that car for a ride. I was trying to get somewhere, but now I'm following the traces of your fingernails that run along the windows on the boat of car.
Daddy sang bass.
Traces of your fingernails that run along on the boat of car, on the boat of car, on the boat of car, on the boat of car.
Who goes there?
Your likeness. Nasty Dan was the meanest man I ever knew. He'd stomp and scream and be real mean the whole day through.
Yeah.
He'd frown a bunch, he ate nails for lunch and he'd never laugh.
Well, I'd like him.
He'd growl and yell and I heard tell he never took a bath.
Wow.
Nasty Dan.
Nasty Dan.
Was a nasty man.
Yeah.
Hard to understand that Nasty Dan. Now Nasty Dan was a nasty man the whole day long.
Good for him.
He'd go where he could and he'd try real good to make things go wrong. He'd jump for joy when a little boy would trip and fall.
Really mean.
And the only words that he ever said were, I don't like you at all.
Yeah, right on.
Dan was a nasty man. Hard to understand that Nasty Dan. Now here's the best part. It's about a girl named Nasty Pearl.
Oh, she sounds okay too.
Nasty Pearl was a nasty girl who met Dan somehow.
Yeah.
She said, you're like me, rotten as can be. Let's get married now. So they went and they did and had a nasty kid. And I must confess that Dan pretty much leaves everybody alone now. And he doesn't bother anybody anymore. Cause he just lives in his nasty old house with his nasty old wife and his nasty kids.
Yeah.
In nasty happiness.
Far out.
Nasty Dan. He's a happy man.
Yeah.
Hard to understand that Nasty Dan.
Wow. That was really great.
Like
and
that?
Say, aren't you Johnny Trash?
Cash.
Cash, Cash.
Have a rotten day.
Yeah. Wow, there goes my kind of guy.
Getting some help from Oscar the Grouch. That is Johnny Cash doing Nasty Dan. They Might Be Giants getting help from Johnny Cash, at least from a sample of Johnny Cash before that, with Boat of Car. That's Johnny saying, Daddy sang bass. Here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. Let's continue in sort of that theme. Modesky, Martin, and Wood, Let's Go Everywhere.
When you're tired of your toys, of your games and of the television, when you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with the tide, All you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Quite a shock, but I'm not a rock or a ceramic block. Yes, indeed, I live and breathe. You must believe, yes, you must believe. Scuba divers, come take a look. But please don't take a piece, don't be a schnook. So if you dive, don't give me five, 'cause I'm alive. I'm a coral, see? In the coral sea, and I can grow just like a tree. So please don't touch or step on me, 'cause you'll break off all my algae. Algae's green and living too, swimming through the ocean blue. It settles on my back and nose, and there it grows like a billion toes. Feeds me sweets when dining in, and throws off lots of oxygen. And so I win. Yes, yes, I win. I'm a coral, see? In the coral sea. And I can grow just like a tree.
Just like a tree.
So please don't touch or step on me.
Please don't touch or step on me.
'Cause you'll break off all my algae. I'm a coral, see? In the coral sea, I'm a coral. in the Coral Sea. I'm a coral sea in the Coral Sea. Yes, that's me. I'm a coral sea in the Coral Sea. And I can grow just like a tree.
Just like a tree.
So please don't touch or step on me. Cause you'll break off all my algae. I can grow just like I can grow just ooh, like a tree.
In a little city by the coast, folks were often heard to boast of a woman they all knew, both cool and tough. They called her Iron Belly Rose, and friends, the way the story goes, for Rose, no hot sauce ever was hot enough. They say that she could eat straight fire, hers was a truly burning desire, and she would not relent till she'd found the one. And just like Ahab and the great white whale, she was determined not to fail, to find a hot sauce hotter than the sun. Her name was that few could understand. Oh, Iron Belly Rose, searching for the hottest hot sauce in the land. Through Butte, Montana, Texarkana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, hunting for a sauce with ample heat. She'd probably tried 1,000 sauces made by all the hot sauce bosses, her searches always ending in defeat. She met a man from Timbuktu who said, I've got a sauce for you, but it was weak and friends, it did not hypnotize her. And then she met a gal in Plano with a sauce called Big Volcano. Rose just laughed and said, more like Little Geyser. Her name was on a quest that few could understand. Oh, Iron Belly Rose, searching for the hottest hot sauce in the land. One summer's day at 4:10, Rose heard a knock at her side door. She found a fella there standing in the heat. He said, are you Rose? She said, I am. He said, I've been looking for you, ma'am, cause I've got a sauce right here that can't be beat. He said, my name's Ken. She said, come on in. And they took a seat in Rose's den, and he produced a tiny bottle from his grip. My great-granny made this special blend way back in March of 1810, and Rose just shrugged and said, I'll try a sip. No, she didn't wait or linger. She put a small drop on her finger. Then she brought it to her lips and took a taste. And in that moment, seared in time, she whispered softly, it's sublime. With a beatific smile upon her face. Well, some folks say they're still together, Rose and Ken bound forever. Others say Rose simply shot into the sky. Yes, she was cool and she was tough, but that hot sauce was hot enough. Maybe just a bit too hot for you and I. Her name was Iron Belly Rose, and she was on a quest that few could understand. Sauce in the land, searching for the hottest hot sauce in the land.
That's the song I listened to this week that kind of got me in the Johnny Cash vibe, broadly speaking, anyway. It's Keith Munslow, part of his Song a Month project. That is the Ballad of Iron Belly Rose. Before that, new music from William Shatner, still making music in other media, at age 93, and if you hear that voice in the background and say, that voice sounds kind of familiar, well, you've heard it in the background of some They Might Be Giants songs. That is Marty Beller, the drummer for They Might Be Giants, in the background there. He co-wrote that song and the whole album, new William Shatner album, which is, again, a strange thing to say, produced by Dan Miller from They Might Be Giants. The song is called Coral Sea in the Coral Sea, new music from William Shatner. Let's see here. Let's hear some Ella Fitzgerald.
Melinda was a mousie living in a little housey, and her life was one of wonderful ease. On the sunny side of 20, with a papa who had plenty, her life was just a bowl of cheese. One day a kitty said, "My, but you're pretty, I love you." Mousie near died, but replied, "Why, I know nothing of you. You're just a kitty cat." But kitty said, "Don't worry, be a sport, come on and hurry. For you I've got a lovely surprise." But as kitty cat got nearer, Melinda saw much clearer. It was in love in kitty's eyes. Just then a hound with his nose to the ground happened to wander around. 'Twould have done you good to see kitty scramble up a tree, and our friend Melinda Mouse got free. Now kitty's mad, 'cause Mousie is free. Melinda's glad, ha ha, hee hee, the kitty's up a tree.
Will help you as you get into your groove. Oh yeah, though sometimes people think the sound of R in French is hard to sing. Actually, it's quite simple if you think of gargling. Frenchies are fun to sing. When you think of gargling, language is a lovely thing. Frenchies are fun to sing. When you learn Français, you'll put on your beret and voyage to Marseille, where you will order a soufflé, chocolat flambé, and all the while you'll say your the gardening way, vous arriverez. When you're speaking French, you really must relax your uvula. Keeping calm will help you as you get into your groove. Oh yeah, though sometimes people think the sound of R in French is hard to sing. Actually, it's quite simple if you think of gargling. Thank you.
time to dress, a time to eat, a time to sit and rest your feet, a time to teach, a time to learn, a time for all to take their turn. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven.
A time to cry and make a fuss. A time to leave and catch the bus. A time for quiet, a time.
Season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven.
A time for dirt, a time for soap, a time for tears, a time for hope, a time for fall, a time for spring, a time to
first times those two singers sang together, Elizabeth Mitchell and Dan Zanes, was at the CD release party for the Many Hands album that was at the Pines Theater in Northampton. Those of you listening on 93.9 The River or Valley Free Radio will know of which I speak. Just a beautiful amphitheater in Look Park in the Florence part of Northampton out there in Western Mass. And they sang and they played some songs together. And I thought, ooh, I hope someday they do an album. And years and years later, they did. That's the title track from it, a variant of Turn, Turn, Turn. Elizabeth Mitchell and Dan Zanes here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Any music for any kids? My name's Bill Childs, and friends, I need your help right now. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can. So loudly, I can hear you in the studio. It's got to be super loud, because we've got soundproofing and windows and walls and stuff. I'm not just out in the open. You got to be loud. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock. But first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they
rock.
Music here from Scribble Monster and his pals. It's a monster goes roar. And if you're curious, that's spelled RRRAARGH!
Pixies, oink, cats meow. If you hear moo, that would be a cow. Some birds tweet, and ducks say ruff or arf. I am a monster, and a monster goes roar. Ducks go quack, horses neigh. I'm not sure what rabbits say. Snakes will hiss, and sheep are known to bob. But I am a monster, and a monster goes roar. The bear, dinosaur, rhinoceros, lions and tigers, they all roar, I guess. The problem is you can't tell them apart. They're not like me when I roar, roar, roar. Oh, 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 oh. Fishes glub, coyotes howl. If they ask who, the answer is an owl. Bees buzz, and lightning bugs just bark. I am a monster, and a monster goes roar. I am a monster, and a monster goes roar. I am a monster, and a monster goes roar. Ooh!